welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 12th. You'll be interested to know. 99 years ago today, in 1926, the Italian-built airship Norge achieved the first verified flight over the North Pole. This remarkable journey was led by Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen, American scientist Lincoln Ellsworth, and Italian engineer Umberto Nobile. Their successful expedition marked a significant milestone in polar exploration, showcasing human ingenuity and the spirit of international collaboration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 5 to 6 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, the winds will shift to onshore at 10 to 15 mph. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 1 foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 4.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 foot at 10:15 a.m., with a 2 foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Mission Day West reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday sees variable surf conditions. Tuesday starts with choppy 2 to 3 feet waves, with winds peaking at 14 mph, making it less than ideal. Wednesday improves slightly, featuring fair conditions in the morning before becoming choppy again. Thursday brings clean mornings with 2 to 4 feet waves, transitioning to fair afternoons as winds increase, offering a better overall experience. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:41, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:51. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing by mid-morning, and then becoming partly sunny, with a high near 68 and a gentle west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 57 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 65 and a west wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 55. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs near 68 and 67 respectively. Nights remain mostly cloudy with lows around 55 to 56. Friday wraps up the week with partly sunny skies and a high near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents near the Tijuana River Valley should brace for stronger sewage odors starting next week as crews begin the final phase of a new sewer line connection in Mexico. This work, commencing on May 13th, is crucial for reducing pipeline failure risks and enhancing Tijuana's aging sewage system reliability. During construction, wastewater may be rerouted into the ocean, raising pollution concerns along South County beaches. The U.S. International Boundary and Water Commission is collaborating with Mexican officials to minimize spills. Residents can reduce odor discomfort by limiting outdoor activities, keeping windows shut, and using air purifiers. Now on to sports. In Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies are on track to become a historic disaster, following a dismal record of 6 wins and 33 losses. Last season, the Chicago White Sox set a modern record by losing 121 games. The Rockies are projected to lose 137 games this year, surpassing even the infamous 1899 Cleveland Spiders. With a winning percentage of .154, they face a potential run differential of -557. Despite these struggles, fans continue to support the team, drawing in nearly 38,000 spectators for a recent game. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Friars were outslugged by the Rockies 9-3. Despite Manny Machado scoring twice, San Diego couldn't contain Colorado's Hunter Goodman, who powered with 5 runs batted in, on a double, a triple, and a homer. Nick Pivetta struggled, taking a loss after allowing 6 runs over 4 innings. The Padres' record now stands at 25-14. Tatis Jr. also contributed a run, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Rockies' dominance. Tonight, the Friars host the Angels at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Michael King, boasting a 2.22 ERA, faces Yusei Kikuchi with a 3.83 ERA. First pitch is at 6:40 with a pleasant 63 degrees in San Diego. In top news, in a remarkable move, the Trump administration is preparing to accept a super luxury Boeing 747 jumbo jet from the royal family of Qatar, potentially the most valuable gift ever received by the United States from a foreign government. This flying palace will serve as the new Air Force One until just before President Donald Trump leaves office, after which it will be transferred to the Trump Presidential Library Foundation. Legal experts assert this arrangement is permissible, as it is not conditioned on any official act, thus sidestepping bribery concerns and constitutional restrictions on foreign gifts. In business news, the NBA on television is set for a significant transformation, as the Timberwolves eliminated the Lakers, marking the last time we will see LeBron James play on TNT, according to Kevin Harlan. The leak announced new TV deals worth $77 billion starting next season. While familiar faces will remain, new commentators and analysts from Amazon and NBC will join the mix. Streaming platforms will show numerous games, shifting how fans access NBA action. The upcoming season promises a fresh viewing experience, with NBC and Amazon blending the old with the new in exciting ways. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 13% to just over $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is up 101% to 18 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. United Airlines has introduced a groundbreaking Starlink-powered Wi-Fi service, ending the need for airplane mode. This new gate-to-gate experience promises fast download speeds and low latency, making video calls possible, though discouraged. Last Thursday, on a test flight from Chicago's O'Hare Airport, Passengers enjoyed first-class snack boxes and champagne, while United executives showcased the impressive Wi-Fi speeds. With plans to install Starlink on all 1,026 planes by the end of 2025, United aims to make in-flight connectivity both accessible and enjoyable, ushering in a new era of air travel. Entertainment news. After a challenging start to the year, the summer movie season is poised to revive the box office. Cinema owners recall the Oscars, where director Sean Baker advocated for support of local theaters. With the industry still facing hurdles, the recent successes of A Minecraft Movie and Sinners have sparked optimism. The summer movie season, from May to August, historically generates around $4 billion, and analysts predict strong performance this year. The lineup features a mix of genres, from superhero films to family adventures, offering something for everyone and potentially ushering in new franchises. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.